Very nice to have a Long Beach resident talking about her experience listening to KPCC. That actually was not planned. That's just a very nice little serendipitous moment, because the mayor of Long Beach joins us now, Robert Garcia. Mayor Garcia, welcome back to Air Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me, and always happy to hear from Long Beach residents.
Yeah, isn't it nice? One of the things I love about Long Beach is, I mean, it's a big city, second largest in L.A. County, but has a real community feel to it. And with all its different neighborhoods, it's got a great sense of place.
Absolutely. I think something that people don't realize also about the city is exactly that. It's a community, but it's also really large. It's roughly the same size as Atlanta, Georgia, which a lot of people don't realize. And a lot of the cities that we think of as big is like St. Louis or Cincinnati or New Orleans. Long Beach is bigger than all those, but we're close to L.A., so I think people don't ever realize how big it is.
See, and you almost had your own sports team if the Angels would have moved down to the, you know, down to the site there, the sports arena. But anyway, let's talk, first of all, about political opportunities for you, because your name has been mentioned with Kamala Harris's U.S. Senate seat opening up. There are a number of prominent Californians who Governor Newsom could appoint to that position if the governor contacted you, or perhaps his team already has. Is that something that you would welcome?
Well, first, I think that anyone the governor selects is going to be great. And so whoever the governor picks, who I'm a big supporter of, I'm going to support on day one. I think anyone would be honored to serve their country in that way if given a chance. But I look forward to supporting whoever the governor selects.
All right. And I mean, one of the challenges could be that when you look at some of the other people on the list, they've been around for many years, like the Attorney General Javier Becerra or Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State. You're a younger man and, you know, they've been around a long time. Is that something you think could well factor into this? Is, you know, their high profile for so many years compared to you being a more recent arrival on the scene?
I think that if the governor selected either of them, they'd both be fantastic. So I'm big supporters of both the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, and quite frankly, other folks that are being discussed. And so I think the governor has a history of making great appointments, and I think that whoever he selects is going to be a great selection for California, and it's one that I look forward to supporting.
If the Biden administration reaches out to you because of your experience leading a city the size of Long Beach and with its diversity, is that something that you would consider?
You know, I think you always, you know, if someone, particularly the president, obviously reaches out and has something in mind, you're always going to consider that. And I think any opportunity to serve your country, especially at this moment, where there is so much need, I think you have to consider that. But he has an amazing people from across the country to consider. And so I'm honestly, Larry, really focused here in Long Beach. We are in the middle of a massive health crisis. And so I think our energy is really there every day. And then, you know, we will see what happens with how the president-elect puts together his administration. But COVID is the issue, and that's the one that we're really focused on.
We're talking with the mayor of Long Beach, Robert Garcia, joining us. Let's talk about where Long Beach stands. You have your own health department. Where are Long Beach's hospitalization rate at compared to the rest of California?
Yeah, I mean, listen, COVID-19 continues to be the most serious threat, not just to Long Beach, but to the entire state and country. And I think that it's unfortunate that so many people are forgetting that and not remembering that we are literally in the spike that we've been warned about for months. I mean, the CDC health officials have been telling us since this started that this fall and winter were going to be hard. And it should not be a surprise to anyone that that's where we are now at. Here, I mean, locally, we have had almost 270 people that die from COVID-19. It's the leading cause of death in our city. It's horrible. Obviously, I sympathize with everyone that's lost a family member. Our hospitalizations are at about 40. They are not at a critical point in the city. So we do have plenty of beds in our hospitals. We have a five hospital system here in the area and in the city. And we're doing, of course, in the state much better than a lot of the Midwest right now. or places like, you know, South Dakota or Wisconsin and other locations. But what we, but it, for us to keep California and our region here in Southern California not in a critical place with our hospital capacity, we just have to do better. We have to think about this Thanksgiving as a year of sacrifice, that we don't gather with families, that we don't gather with friends. And I think that's, moving forward, I think that's what we have to do. It's still a serious crisis.
We'll talk more about COVID-19 with the mayor of Long Beach, Robert Garcia, including what's happening with vaccine distribution planning in his city. Again, Long Beach has its own city health department, but they coordinate very closely with Los Angeles County. Pasadena has its own health department. They do the same. We'll talk about the potential for additional restrictions and what that would mean for Long Beach's economy, because they have a lot of very popular restaurants there that have already been stressed, in some cases, to the breaking point. We'll be back with more on Air Talk in just 1 minute. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Larry Mantle with the mayor of Long Beach, Robert Garcia. Mayor Garcia, now that we have two promising vaccines in phase three clinical trials, with Moderna's announcement this morning, Pfizer's announcement late last week, you know, distribution of a vaccine to frontline healthcare employees, to those who are going to jobs where they're potentially at higher risk of exposure, that's going to be key. So what are your public health officials and city officials doing in Long Beach to try and line up distribution plans for whenever a vaccine or vaccines are approved?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously very promising and exciting news. We've already begun those planning phases and discussions already. We've been briefing actually pretty regularly around vaccine distribution. I think cities are going to, again, just like we had with testing centers and how we've operated those successfully, and I think here in Long Beach we've operated them very successfully, we're going to kind of roll this vaccine operation into some of that. Now, there are, of course, some additional possible challenges as it relates to cold storage and how that is all going to work, but we have a system in place, so we're really hopeful that we can really roll our testing operation system into what will eventually be a testing and vaccination system as well. So that's, we're working with the state, with the governor's office, with various folks, and that's where we're headed. But as a reminder, just because there's good news in the vaccine doesn't mean the vaccine is going to be here today or January or February or March. And we are probably many months still away from a mass public distribution, so people still need to be safe.
On that front, what sorts of restrictions, if any, are you considering implementing in Long Beach if you continue to see hospitalizations rise?
Well, first, from a restriction perspective, everything is always on the table. And I think I've said that, you know, if things get dramatically worse, we're going to have to look at everything. Fortunately, in Long Beach, we are doing generally a bit better than the county and other places. And so our numbers are, while they are upticking, they are not spiking dramatically. We're hopeful that we can level this off with more education. And certainly with what you heard happen here recently with many counties are going to have to revert back to the purple tier or the most restrictive tier. You're seeing that in Sacramento and San Diego. I think you're going to see it in Orange County. Orange County is just across the border from us. And so there is a very different level of, I think, seriousness around COVID-19 just across our border. And so actions that happen there impact us. But if things don't get better, I think you're hearing mayors talk about things like limiting occupancy hours, trying to have even more restrictions around mask wearing. We don't want to close down any more of the economy. We want it to be safe. But I'm also glad that we didn't push to reopen quickly. And we've had a steady and cautious approach. We've never had the indoor dining. We have stayed. We haven't pushed to reopen faster because it's just not safe.
Well, and, you know, one of the issues of debate is if you have, let's say, an earlier curfew on restaurants, Is that really going to be effective? Because it does seem, and I don't know what your evidence in Long Beach shows, that there are certain events that are super spreaders that seem to be the fuelers of this, and they're extended family gatherings, particularly indoors where people aren't wearing masks. It's people working in large industrial settings where they're working close to each other. Certainly indoor bars have been an area of great concern because people are talking loudly and you know, there's not the degree of ventilation there is outside. And I just wonder, is it better to take a more targeted approach than just sort of, you know, saying businesses, you all need to shut down at, you know, 9 o'clock at night or whatever?
And so I think that that's, first of all, a last resort. I mean, nobody wants to shut down restaurants at 9 o'clock. I mean, they're already hurting. And so that's not, no one wants to do that. I think, though, everything has to be on the table. I think, first of all, what you're saying is absolutely right. The number one spreader right now are smaller gatherings of folks in their homes, indoors, house parties, family get-togethers. These are causing us major issues across, really across the country, but here in the state and the region as well. When you think about Thanksgiving coming up, people need to just this year, around holidays, just to not gather with large groups of people. Stay to your family unit that you live with. Just sacrifice this one year so we can all get past this. Because unfortunately, people are going more indoors. It's been a bit colder. I'm happy to see the weather actually lighten up some today. But it's the family gatherings and parties that are spreading everything right now.
Yeah, it was in your city yesterday. What a gorgeous day. Long Beach Catalina in view was just one of those spectacular Long Beach days. We're talking with the mayor of Long Beach, Robert Garcia, joining us. Mayor, we're getting really tight on time, but I do want to ask you about homelessness initiatives because, of course, as every visitor and resident of Long Beach knows, you've got a huge problem. You're not alone, but it's a big one. What's next on your agenda to try and cope with it?
So homelessness and housing instability was the biggest crisis we were facing prior to COVID-19, and it's going to be the biggest crisis that we're facing after COVID-19, and not just here, but really across the state. We are working with our state and county partners. We have the project Home Key. We're opening up three different sites. We are working to get people into shelter. We have emergency shelter beds operating right now. We actually just opened the city's first municipal-run shelter. We do have other shelters, but one run by the city. So that is going to be helpful as far as transitional housing. But we got to be compassionate. And, you know, people are struggling, and COVID is only making it worse for people not being able to be in their homes. And so that will continue to be a huge challenge for us. We just have to build. We have to get to a position in this country, in the state, where we build more housing for people. And housing should be a right for everyone. No one should be outside and left to fend for themselves.
Mayor Garcia, thank you for joining us today. We wish you well. Thank you for being with us again on Air Talk.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Thanks. Robert Garcia, Mayor of Long Beach, joining us on Air Talk. Coming up momentarily, Governor Gavin Newsom is going to be talking about COVID-19. This after we're seeing increases in hospitalizations in many parts of California. We'll find out if more restrictions are being contemplated. Perhaps the governor will also talk a bit as well about efforts to line up vaccine distribution when those vaccines are approved. Have a terrific day from all of us at AirTalk.